Governor Tom Wolf has freed more Pennsylvanians sentenced to life in prison than his last four predecessors combined. This uptick is due in part to widespread skepticism of a little-known law that punishes people for murder, even if they don't directly cause a death. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring has this report.
One night in 1986, a fight broke out at a party in Philadelphia. George Trudell was 20 at the time and saw the brawl between his friends Bobby and Kaz unfold. A knife fell from Kaz's coat, and Trudell remembers rushing to get it away from him.
And that fast, my buddy Bobby had snatched it out of my hand.
Bobby stabbed Kaz in the arm, and Trudell implored him to let Kaz go.
Bobby wound up stabbing him again. Kaz broke free and ran away.
Half an hour later, Trudell says, Kaz was found dead. Bobby eventually was convicted of third-degree murder and served 7 years in prison. Trudell, however, was found guilty of second-degree murder in a separate trial. He says prosecutors argued that he and Bobby had tried to steal drugs from Kaz. When a felony like robbery results in death, it's called felony murder, and everyone involved in the crime is liable, even if they were a driver or a lookout who had no idea their accomplice was armed. Trudell says he and Bobby didn't try to rob anyone, but the jury didn't believe him, so he got a life sentence. Ben Noderman of New York University says Pennsylvania stands out for punishing felony murder automatically with life without parole.
Pennsylvania takes a doctrine that's already really harsh and makes it that much harsher, and that's one of the reasons why you have so many people incarcerated for life in Pennsylvania.
Governor Wolf commuted George Trudell's sentence in April, and Trudell was released after spending 31 years in prison. The State Corrections Department estimates that 500 Pennsylvanians are serving life sentences today, even though they didn't directly cause the death of a victim. Allegheny County trial judge Jeffrey Manning once tried felony murder cases as an assistant district attorney. But he says even then, he was uncomfortable with how the crime is defined and punished.
Basically, it's based upon the concept that everyone who conspires with a conspirator who commits a crime that results in the death of another human being, that they are equally as culpable. And that just flies in the face of reality.
But Valerie Dixon of the Center for Victims says it's important to make people think twice before committing dangerous crimes.
When you're planning all this, if somebody gets hurt and killed, I can go to jail. Even though I don't even want to touch a gun, look at a gun, you know the possibilities at the end.
But Greg Rowe of the Pennsylvania District Attorneys Association says his organization could support a less sweeping version of the felony murder law. That way, for example, judges could hand out different punishments to an actual killer and the person who drove him to the scene.
The first thing that one needs to do is to really break out those categories, because they really do represent people having different levels of culpability.
One forthcoming bill would repeal mandatory life sentences in most murder cases. People convicted of felony murder would be eligible for release after 25 years behind bars. Meanwhile, Governor Wolf has freed 11 people serving life sentences. That's roughly twice as many since 1995. Almost half of Wolf's commutations were for felony murder, and there may be more to come. Attorney General Josh Shapiro sits on the Pennsylvania Pardons Board, which makes recommendations to the governor on clemency. He says the board should pay special attention to felony murder sentences. But he says ultimately the legislature has to act.
It's not ideal to handle these on a case-by-case basis before the Board of Pardons. I'd much rather see broad reform that can impact the entire system.
In the meantime, George Trudell says he'll play his part by setting a good example.
I feel as though I have a moral responsibility to the other men and women who are still incarcerated to do the right thing out here.
But in the future, he hopes no one in his situation will be sentenced to life at all. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.